Dreamers, it's Jesse from your favorite podcast, Dream Talk, the podcast where I have friends, gurus, neighbors, acquaintances, anyone that wants to be on this podcast on, and we talk about people's dreams. This week, we're having back someone that is a fan favorite on this podcast. You know, people like having him on here. They really want to know, where does it go? And this guy answered it in the last episode. Well, there was another one after that, but one of the episodes. Welcome back, Junior.
Hey, thanks for having me. Long time listener.
You've listened from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
You listened as I was making up this podcast. Yeah.
I was like, you're going to do this? Are you sure?
I am sure.
You just want to throw more on your plate?
Huh? I know. I love doing the podcast. You know what I don't love doing is putting everything together so that we could have it and getting guests.
You know what? I'm telling you, we got to play the lotto, hit it big, hire somebody to do this for us.
Exactly. I need someone. I need like an assistant just for this. I feel... I want a maid too, you know, that's a thing, but not, they have to be two different people.
You want to have sex with both of them?
Yeah, no, I can't. That's business. I want my house to be clean.
They'd have to be women.
I think I would probably hire a woman. That's just me. But hey, you know what? Something might change. Maybe a man shows up and I'm like, hey, you're perfect for the spot. I'm not sexist like that.
No, guys. But if he's too cute, it might be an issue.
I know.
You don't want to be that creepy boss.
No.
Coming up
yet.
From behind him and hugging him.
I'm not at that age
yet.
Hey,
Josh.
I'm not making enough money. Well, if I win the money. Okay. Things are changing. All right, guys. So, Junior... I know you love dreams, but you told me you don't have a dream this week.
Yeah, so for the most part, when I do remember my dreams, it's always some, I don't want to say hero type shit, because it's not like I'm saving the world. But in my dream, I'm doing something, whether it's army related, border patrol related, or apocalypse type related shit.
And you're always the leader at that point, right? Duh.
I'm like, okay. Do you want to survive? You'll listen to me or you'll die.
Shocker. Shocking right here. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I let you lead in my dream?
Yes, absolutely. No, because in my dreams, I usually am not the leader.
What the fuck are your dreams, man?
Because I like to be the second in command. Mm. Because if something goes wrong.
You're the mean one.
It's their fault. It's their fault. They didn't do it right.
The leader's fault?
The leader's fault.
So then you have to take over.
And then at that point, I will. But, you know. I'm also going to support my leader to the most.
I don't mean just that you're going to blame them, man.
But I'm going to blame, but I'm going to be like, hey, you know what? It's really hard for him or her. Who, you know, they. Doesn't matter, but, you know.
You're Starscream.
I find myself more of a sound wave, you know?
You are Starscream, bro.
How dare you? How dare you? Okay.
Soundwave is the strong and silent type, bro. That ain't you.
But he has little people that pop out of his chest. Mm-hmm.
You're Starscream.
Oh, whatever. Okay, so let's go into a dream that I kind of had this week. Okay. So this one I actually had a couple of days ago. I need to stop looking at my phone before I go to bed.
Why?
Because I will spend at least 2 hours going through TikTok. Do you get that lady that comes up and hey,
fuck you.
That's how exactly I feel. I've tried to block her several times. I'm like, stop showing me this video.
This is AI, bro. You'll never be able to block her.
Like, stop it. Leave me alone. I know what I'm doing.
So you're laying in bed, let's say 10 o'clock, and you'll be on TikTok for 2 hours?
Yeah.
Damn, son.
Absolutely. I will. I have to look, and I'm like, it's 11:30. Like, I got to put it down.
Okay.
But the thing is, these things get in my mind. So, as you know, there are certain sounds within TikTok that just kind of catch on. And... the Beyonce song is one of them.
This ain't Texas.
Yes, this ain't Texas. That's a whole different debate. Do I feel it's country? Yeah, whatever. I don't care. I'm not going to go on more about my thoughts on Beyonce because I will be thrown out of the community.
What do you mean?
I like her. Ah! I like her, but do I think she's a god? Absolutely not.
I know.
She is not. But I was in my dream and I'm like, there's just this song that keeps happening. And in my dream, I'm like, I got to wake up and write a song.
This ain't Texas.
But I could not remember any of the words. All I heard was the beat over and over again in my dream.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this means something. This could be something.
This is it for me.
This is it. I could launch a career off of this in my dream. And I was just so sure. I woke up, remembered it, but I couldn't remember the beat. I don't know why, like, I was gonna remember it. And then I turn on TikTok and it is this song. I don't know if it's come up a lot for you, but it's constantly in my thing.
Oh, this is a banger.
And it stops right there in my dream. And I'm like, this is perfect. This is a perfect song. I'm gonna hit the stars. I'm gonna keep going. And it reminded me a lot of, because you watch Bob's Burgers all the time, that episode where the son has a song as well, and he's trying to get back to it, so he keeps falling asleep, and then he finally gets it, and it's a horrible song. I was just like, oh my god, my brain is so dumb. So I need to stop looking at TikTok. I really need to start putting my phone and charging my things in a different room.
Oh no, but what about an alarm?
I mean, I could still hear the alarm. And you have also
to get up and go over there to turn it off.
But I need to stop doing that, because what I do is I hit snooze a lot.
Oh,
I'm a snoozer now. I didn't used to be. Probably within the last 4 years, I've turned into a snoozer.
Oh man, alarm goes off when I'm up.
I can't. And I'm like, 10 more minutes. Because when I set my alarm, I actually give myself quite a lot of time to get ready. Because always in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to get up and I'm going to work out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But that never happens.
Never happens.
Never happens.
That's the dream right there.
It is. It is. But also, maybe if I fell asleep earlier, I could. Because I set my alarm for 6:30. I don't work until like 8:39.
Damn, 2 hours.
Yeah.
You're fucking yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you're not going to get up and actually do anything, you're going to snooze.
Yeah, I'm snoozing. Only thing I get up is to let the dude out. And then he's out there for 2 hours as I leave him on the patio. He loves it.
I'm sure he says that all the time. I love being outside. It's nice. This week has been rainy.
It's covered. I have a covered patio, guys. He's perfectly fine. He loves looking out and he's constantly barking at people. And like, but he has the thing, so it stops him. Okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, that's my week. It wasn't very exciting, but I did have that dream. And I'm going to be a pop star soon. So keep that in mind.
So do you think having that dream, it means you're going to be a pop star? Or do you think it means like you want to do something creative or?
Well, you know, growing up, did you ever have the career like?
As a kid, no, I never had any careers.
No, come on, dude. Let me finish my sentence. But you would have the days, or several times when I was in like high school, it was, well, you need to prepare to go to college. What do you want your career to be?
Right, yeah.
My mind was, I'm going to be in a boy band. That was it. That was the only thing I ever wanted to be, was in a boy band. I was dying to be the next Backstreet Boy, but I was too old by then.
Yeah.
You know?
If it didn't happen when you were 12, it wasn't going
to
happen.
You have to have like a stage mom or dad. Mm-hmm. And my mom was definitely not that. I remember one time I went to an audition for kids and God, I had to beg her forever to do it.
That's crazy.
I had to get like a headshot, all these things. I don't have the headshot anymore. I know that's probably going to be one of your questions. I don't have my headshot. I should probably get a new one, you know.
Fucking Blue Magnum over here, guys.
But I really wanted to be in a boy band. None of my counselors ever like tried to steer me in the right direction. They're like, okay, you want to be in a boy band? Well, these are the kind of things you have to do, like music stuff.
They were trying to support you.
They were. They were trying to get me to go to college. And
they're like, this is what, if you want to be in a boy band, you got to go to college.
You got to go to college.
You got to take these classes, man.
Which is, as we all know now, is fucking fake. You don't have to go to college unless you really, really want something, like a certain kind of degree. The degree that I was going for, well, I changed it several times, but if I was to go for, like, what am I going to do with that music degree?
Yeah. Write music for people.
I wish I was like that. I don't play an instrument. Mm-mm. I play the piano somewhat. Can I read music? A little bit.
Can I sing?
Yeah, I can sing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were just not only were you going to be in a boy band, mm-hmm. you're going to be the lead singer.
No. Backup always.
I love how your dreams and shit like that. You're like, no. I'm not in the front. No. Because your persona. Yo, I remember you and Mabel talking about. Yeah, we would love to be background actors.
Yes, I would still love to be a background actor.
How come you don't go fucking try out?
Because it takes time and effort. If you want to be truthful, it takes time and effort.
Because I've sent you shit like, hey, these people are looking for actors. Why don't you go?
And I looked at it. I was like, I'm going to look at it more, and sure didn't. You know what I did? I turned off the computer, put my phone to the side, and I watched Netflix or something.
You're like, fuck him.
Maybe I will be. I really want to try out for a play or a musical. That's what I really want to do.
Mm-hmm. I think you should. Mm-hmm. I think that would be great. You mm-hmm. talk about it a lot.
Sure do.
I do feel like you're a very creative type person, mm-hmm. right? Just when you do it, remember, you're going to start at the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going for the lead, though. Okay,
I know, but don't be like a diva and be like, what? I'm not just going to be a fucking tree in this play. You gotta do your time.
Not a tree. Background dancer? Yes.
Gotta do your time,
bro. Tree? Does the tree even have one line?
No.
No. I'm sorry. You have to sway. There's no one. Unless it's like a group of trees and we have like a dance. Mm-hmm. Okay. Look at you. But just like a tree in the background, no. I want at least a line or two. If it's like, sheriff.
Your line is like, I've fallen and nobody heard me.
Did anyone hear me? Dun, dun, dun.
There you go.
All right. On that note, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And then we're going to get into a dream, analyze it, see what it means.
Okay.
All right.
Hey guys, it's Andy from Make It a Combo. You've been listening to one of our hilarious episodes, and if you love what you hear, please check out Tales from the Apps and Make It a Combo. I promise they'll keep you entertained.
Welcome back, dreamers. I hope you enjoyed that break. As you know, I have two other podcasts that I am associated with and also star in one of them. And sometimes I make some guest appearance in the other one. So take a listen to Make It a Combo, which is our podcast that we talk about movies. Junior is also on that one. Mm-hmm. And we recently just saw the Godzilla movie. And let's just say I hate quirky characters and I think they should die. So if you want to hear why I think someone should die in that movie and they didn't, go listen to that.
I wonder who you're talking about.
I know. Gosh, so quirky. And the other one that we have is Tales from the Apps, which is a dating podcast with this dude here and Andy.
Yep.
Where they talk about their dates because, you know, they do several dates. They're in an open relationship. And sometimes Junior gets ghosted.
Rarely,
but I mean, when you did, it was pretty funny.
Anytime you can see me face down, love it.
Right, and several women have seen him face down, if you know what I mean.
Hey-o.
Okay, so this week we're going to be talking about a dream. Have you ever dreamt of following a stranger, pursuing them, or trying to hide in a dream?
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to say no.
No.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever wanted to follow somebody in a dream.
No.
Maybe get away?
Yeah, get away for sure. For me, I've never really followed anyone in a dream, but I don't want to say I lucid dream, but I guess I kind of do because I already know I'm in a dream. Like that dream of me hearing the song, I knew I was dreaming, and that's why I had to remember when I woke up this song. Mm-hmm. So I don't ever really follow anyone. Mostly my dreams about my family is, you know,
yeah.
I mostly fight with them. You've been in my dreams several times.
I've been in your dreams. Yes. A co-star in there.
You were driving that car in that one episode of Ice Cream Nachos.
Oh my God.
You've been in there several times.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I've ever followed anyone or had anyone like follow me other than like a monster, right. You know, demons is one of my number one fears is demons.
Oh.
I won't go into it again, guys, but I'm still scared of them and I don't want to get possessed. But I know some people want to, right? Let's go ahead and go into this dream. So this dream was submitted on Reddit.com/r/dreams, which is the place I go to get dreams because it's the best place. And I'm not taking any from the other one because they blocked me out from commenting on that one.
What?
Yeah. I commented saying that I had analyzed this person's dream and they said, nope, you can't do that. And then I can still look, but I can't comment.
Oh.
So I'm not going to do that. I want someone to come listen to the podcast. Yeah. I want your opinion of what I said your dream was like, uh-huh. You know? Uh-huh. So I've had a couple of people and
yeah,
some of them are right on. I have almost misgendered everyone in these dreams though. And I really try not to. I try not to like gender anyone.
Uh-huh.
But I think because I'm a man, I always automatically think if someone is getting like followed or it's a woman.
It's
in
a
my
woman.
Mind. But it's not always.
Jesus,
I've found out. And the other way where I think something is very masculine and I think it's a man, but no, it was a woman.
Wow.
Thank you, society.
Wow, buddy.
Thank you.
Get woke.
Get woke. I need to.
I need to.
All right. So let's get into this one. I've been having this dream for years now. I'm walking through a strange neighborhood trying to get home and become curious as to what's inside these houses.
It's a white man.
I really don't know the gender on this one. Could be a man, could be a woman. Most of the time, the houses are empty of occupants and I creep from room to room and then leave. I'm relieved and can't believe that I'd do such a thing, but it's thrilling.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. The other variant is that I'm in a house and I discover that there's some people home. I'm never discovered, but it's terrifying trying to sneak around them, trying to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's a part of me that finds this exhilarating. I always wake up very disturbed and disoriented. Does anyone else have a dream like this?
Ooh.
And like we said, we've never really had a dream. My grandmother used to be so interested in going into other people's houses.
Uh-huh.
She loved to go to open houses,
right,
and see everything. She was also known, you know, one of those people that if they go to your bathroom, they're going to open up your medicine cabinet. Yeah. She was that lady.
Mm.
I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. I don't really care what's in your medicine cabinet. What's in there?
I want to see what's in your liquor cabinet. No, I'm just kidding. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care about that either. But I could see my grandmother having a dream like this where she's mm-hmm. going from house to house trying to see what's in there, who's in there, things like that. So I don't think this is a weird dream, but do you think it's weird? You made a face that you feel like this is weird.
Weird in the sense that I don't think this person is dreaming about this kind of stuff, but the
mm-hmm.
it's exhilarating.
Yeah.
Right. Like to me, right off the bat, I'm like, oh, you're a stalker.
I'm not gonna lie, when I was reading this, it was like, this is very stalker like.
Mm-hmm. But it could be it, like we say stalker, but it could be voyeurism.
Oh, that's so true.
Right?
So true.
Like you like to watch, and voyeurism isn't necessarily sexual.
Yeah, it's not always sexual.
Yeah, you just like you're nosy. You like to watch. You mm-hmm. like to look at things, and then, you know, not getting caught is fun.
You love to be a voyeur at a bar.
Bruh.
Several times we've gone and you're just so interested in what the other table's doing, how these two people met.
Yeah.
We've had several conversations where you're just making a story of like how they meet.
What they're wearing. Remember that one time we went to that one bar?
Mm-hmm.
That dude had the gladiator type strap sandals.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a big guy.
He was.
He was like 6-something.
He was playing pool.
Pool, tiny little shorts.
Tiny little shorts. Very broad chest.
Interesting person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love to people watch.
You do. You do love that so much. It's one of your favorite pastimes, mm-hmm. I feel like.
So like, it's funny. I don't have those dreams. So maybe this person is maybe like coming to terms that they're into that, not knowing they're into it.
Maybe. Maybe. Right. Usually it's something deeper. So deeper like in within you, not like deeper like what you said to Stupid Junior, but deeper is in like some sort of subconscious thing. Mm-hmm. So I pulled some keywords within this and I pulled a couple of meanings and
ooh,
we're going to take that and maybe extrapolate what this dream might mean.
Mm-hmm.
So the first word that I pulled up was neighborhood, because she said they said this was a strange, unknown neighborhood.
Right.
If you dream of a neighborhood, it can invoke a sense of familiarity and belonging.
Okay.
So with that, I think it's kind of like opposite. So you're unfamiliar with this. So it's kind of like you're going forward and you're looking, you're exploring things like that. That's what I feel like. It can bring the feeling of community, connection, a sense of home. It can also symbolize your need for social interaction and desire for a supportive network.
Uh-huh.
So I think that is a key aspect right there.
Right.
Next thing is house. We as a people really dream about houses a lot. A lot of my stories have to do with a house.
Uh-huh.
You going into a house, you being in a neighbor's house, things like that. As we know, the house is a representative of the subconscious. So depending on what level you're on can really tell what part of your subconscious you're going in. That's what the experts say. And that's what I say because I'm a fucking guru. All
right? You're an expert as well.
Yeah, expert as well.
As seen on TV.
Mm-hmm. So you might be trying to cope something within your psyche at this point. You're looking deeper. So, or you might be, because you're going into other people's houses, might be looking for something deeper within them.
Mm.
That's kind of an interpretation. The next thing that I had was sneaking. It may symbolize your nervousness to pursue some path in your life. You have to be secretive about your values and goals. You might be avoiding a certain person. So those are the words that I came up with that I felt like applied to this dream. So I'm thinking maybe you as the dreamer are looking to expand your life, go out of your comfort zone, maybe meet new people, and you're not 100% comfortable with that yet. So that's why you have to sneak around within the dream.
Oh, I was about to say that. Yeah.
You want to be over there. You want to be friends, or you want to reach out to that person over there, but you're just too scared.
Yeah.
I know this is something that I have issues with. I don't mind talking to people for sure, but in like school and stuff, it took me a long time to talk to people, to get to know them, to be friends with them,
really?
Because I moved a lot.
Oh, okay.
So it's all like, I'm going to put all this energy and we're going to move in a few months. Like, I got to start over. Like,
Jesus, man.
And then, you know, I was also gay. So like, I had to also keep that a secret. That's my thought. What do you think of that interpretation?
I mean, that's a lot deeper than, well, I guess that's the point though, right? Because on the surface, it's, you know, to me, it's
creepy.
Voyeurism.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, it could be, right? It sounds right. Sounds like it could be a thing that this person is dealing with, which more than like, I mean, that seems like something that's common too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to do new things, but you're scared.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't know who to trust. You don't know what you can share.
Exactly.
That kind of shit. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Just like I mentioned that I want to do musicals. I want to do plays, but I don't want
to
go out of my comfort zone. Yeah.
I have to audition? What?
I'm no, offer they should just only.
Call me.
Yeah. Call me.
Offer me the role.
Yes. I'm an ingenue over here. Give me the role.
Wait, have you not heard him on his podcast?
Exactly.
He can do anything.
How many of these people have a podcast? Probably a couple. But still, is it as funny as mine?
True.
Right?
And yours is really good because it's got that, what's the word I'm looking for? Unintentional humor.
You know what I'm going to say to you? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you very, very much. All right, guys. On that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow me on all platforms. Also, if you would like to submit a dream of your own, send it to my email, which is dreamtalkpod@gmail.com. Or you could reach out to me on either Instagram, or you can do it on my personal Instagram, which is Lord Lennox. Either way, go follow all of those. And then follow my other podcasts. I know you guys are really going to love Make It a Combo. It is funny. And if you're one of those people that doesn't want to get a spoiler, come on. I feel like those people say that and then they never actually go watch the movie. Just listen.
Just listen.
Give it a listen. Because then you can go back and you can watch the movie and decide, did we tell it right? Because sometimes we skip a lot of things, especially if it's Andy's turn.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Or if she's in a mood. She's just cracking the whip on us. Like, hurry the fuck up.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Scary. Mm-hmm. Very scary.
We're scared of her.
Exactly. And Tales from the Apps, which is a dream. Or not a dream.
It's not dream.
It's dating.
It's dating. It's online dating.
Exactly. I recently told a dream about a man that was in a...
You told a dream?
No, sorry. Gosh darn it. I did tell a dream. But a story about me meeting a man that was polyamorous and how he was super needy. And I feel like you need to make the effort to pull me in.
Yep.
I'm not going to make no effort. You already got a wife, dude.
Yeah.
You already got a wife and kids.
You got to work for it, bud.
Work for it. Mm-hmm. I'm the cherry on top. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Don't put me in a box. Sorry. All right.
Versatile.
You
know? Versatile.
Versatile. Jeez. You guys. I love you. Give me follows. All right, guys. I love you. Keep on dreaming. See you in 2 weeks.
Peace.
You've just listened to Dream Talk, the podcast from Make It a Combo Productions.
Executive produced by Jesse and Junior Malords.
Check us out on all platforms at Make It a Combo Podcast.
And don't forget to follow our other podcasts, Make It a Combo and Tales from the Apps.
Thank you and goodbye.